So hello all and welcome, and it is I, the Realist Philosopher. So how y'all doing today? I hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So have you missed me? I bet you've been wondering where I am, where I've been. So, I haven't produced any content, much if any content, in what? 5 months, 6 months, on a regular basis since I got sick. And the reason for that, I would think, is obvious. If you're sick, when you're sick, when you're ill, you're seriously ill, you don't have the energy to do very much. And since I started working again, I've been doing all I can just to earn money so I can pay the exorbitant rent here, exorbitant for what I'm getting anyway, and not be homeless. So I can feed myself and pay my bills, and it's been all I can do just to do that. And once that's done, I got no energy for anything else. Just work what I can, sleep poorly when I can, and that's it. Try to keep myself healthy, been doing what I can, when I can, as much as humanly possible, going above and beyond, just really a matter of sheer grit, determination, just no matter how bad I feel, no matter how little energy I actually have, no matter how much pain it might cause, I'm still alive, so I got to do what I'm able to do to make sure that continues to be the case. So, I am making this video both as an update and as a fundraiser, a plea, as it were, for anybody out there who can help me out, to help me out. So let me go into a little detail here about why I'm posting this fundraiser. And I'm going to post the link down below in the description. You can check that out as well. There's a much more detailed explanation on my fundraiser page. But I'll go into as much detail as I can here in this video. So, for those of you who know me and know my content and know my history, last year, about 10 months ago, I got very sick. The contract for the work I had been doing for almost 20 years expired. And so, I had to obviously find new work, and I decided to return to what I had done for 20 years before that, something I'm very good at, very well trained at, and that pays quite well, especially for someone with my experience. I found work, which of course I had to move to acquire, which is often the case. Moved, and very soon after moving, I got injured. Through no fault of my own, called an act of God, I got injured. Thought it wasn't anything very serious, but it turned out to be extremely serious. An infection that was resistant to drugs, resistant to treatment. I very nearly died. Spent a while in a chemically induced coma. Spent about a month in hospital. When I came out, I was pretty much a shell of my former self. And I've spent the last 9 months doing all I can to recover. Wasn't even 2 months until I got out of the hospital that I went back to working. Shouldn't have. Wasn't a good idea. Didn't have a choice, though. That's reality. Sometimes you have no choice. And since then, I've been doing what I can, when I can, as much as I can, to work, to earn money, and physically, via whatever drugs I have to take, whatever compounds, whatever medical means, and maybe less orthodox means, just exploring every way possible to try and recover. Recently, my recovery has pretty much plateaued. But in that time, I went from earning X amount to almost doubling that, but that took 7 months. And once that happened, no, it took about actually five or six. And since then, my earning, my ability, my health, stamina, improvement, recovery-wise, has plateaued, and pretty much haven't seen much, if any, improvement in a while now. It's a little disheartening, but I'm not going to be giving up at all. When will I give up? I won't. I'll croak. I'll die. Which might be soon. I don't know. But anyway, it's reached a plateau. And been working very hard, and because I've been working very hard, I've had no energy to do anything else, which is why I haven't been producing content. The reason I'm able to produce some content now and talk to you guys is because work has dropped off a cliff. So very soon after my recovery, I started doing what I do best, problem solving, troubleshooting, exploring any and everything I could do given my current state of health, which isn't very good. My health is actually quite fragile right now. During this recovery period, I've had a number of follow-up illnesses and infections. Seems my body is much more susceptible to pretty much everything. I'm suffering from what's called post-sepsis syndrome, which is compounded by the fact that I also had a heart attack in hospital after the fact due to clotting that occurred in my leg while I was in a coma. So it's a fun little add-on that increases the difficulty of my recovery. But thanks to this post-sepsis syndrome, which can take years to recover from if you ever do, experienced a lot of health issues. I'm on a few different drugs right now that are basically keeping me alive. And just making this video causes my chest to hurt and makes me very lightheaded. So that's why I haven't been producing content of late. And the work that I found that I was able to do, and the only work that I've been able to do and can do, got better, better, better. But it's my first time doing it. And what I didn't realize is that there's a seasonal aspect insofar as where I currently am, and it's market specific. This time of year, business drops off a freaking cliff. So now I'm making half of what I was making a month ago, and that's doesn't matter how much I'm at, but it wouldn't matter anyway. There's only a certain amount of work I'm able to do, can do. And no matter how much I try, that has itself plateaued out. And it's not just a matter of, you know, willpower and determination. Because there's a danger element to this work. If I, not only that, if I try to do it above and beyond what I'm capable of and try to go beyond that, there's risk of injury and death. Just not physically able to do more. It's kind of hard to explain to anybody out there who's never experienced these kind of health issues, but not making any excuses in that regard at all. It just is what it is. Since my recovery, I've worked very hard, and I've recovered quite a bit, but nowhere near what I used to be able to do before my illness. Now I'm able to do a third, and that third is harder than the three times more I could do before my illness, which seemed easy. So that'll give you some perspective as to where I'm at. The work that I'm able to do now, it's not going to go back to where it was until the seasonal element. It's not going to go back to normal, where it's at 8-9 months of the year until mid to late August, early September. So because of that, and the fact that all I've actually been able to do is eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work. That's just been my focus. trying to improve, maximize the amount of money I can earn based upon how much I can do. Maximizing time's worth, finding the sweet spots. This is the best time. Trying to make my work time as efficient and fruitful as possible. But because this just came out of nowhere, I didn't realize this was something that would happen. And because I've been so focused on just putting all of my effort and energy into working and improving how much I can make, this just hits me like a ton of bricks. And now it's so bad that if I don't find some way to reduce my expenses tremendously, I'm going to be homeless in a couple months, which will kill me, literally kill me. It's not a figure of speech. I've been told I shouldn't even be working as much as I am. Pushing myself too hard, yada, 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 hence the medications I'm on. I just told the doctor, yeah, well, you know, you're going to pay my bills? No. So, what I got to do? You have to do what you have to do in this world. But the circumstances being what they are, I have to do this. Ask for some assistance. A hand up. Not a handout. I view a hand up as a handout is going to people who are not going to do anything with it. That's where I have proven I actually will and do. So what I need to do is drastically change my situation. As you can see, I'm in the same place I was back in November. Been here a long time. This is supposed to be a temporary stay place, hence the expense. To my left, there's a small bedroom, and there's a bathroom there, but it's really a studio. This place is extremely small. But I'm paying as much as a one or two bedroom would cost in this area, really. But, because, so why don't I find a cheaper place? Why don't I find an apartment? Well, one, I haven't had the time or energy to even look for such. Because my main focus, just the state of my health, I can't split my energies. It's been all I could do just to get up at 3 in the morning, go out, work, come home, collapse for 6 months, 7 months now almost. That's it. I really haven't had the time or the energy to do anything else. That's been my main focus. And now, though, with this business dropping off a cliff, it's got nothing to do with my determination or perseverance. The business is just not there anymore, but it's the only work I can actually do right now. And it may be, in truth, I am disabled, and I should be on disability, but I'll get to that. But I earn just a bit more than would allow me to qualify for such. And the absurdly low amount that you have to make below to qualify for such is so low that you'd be living in a cardboard box to be able to qualify. And the amount of time it takes to qualify, 1 to 2 years, with a lawyer that specializes in getting people disability, I'd be dead. I almost died a few times along the way, and now I'm drugged up so I don't, and that adds to my expenses, and so I can't afford to earn so little, but I barely can do enough work to afford to stay here. So you might ask, why don't you just get a cheaper place, like a regular apartment with a lease? My credit. So before I got sick, I had perfect credit. But after I got ill, over 100K in credit card in debt to the hospital, tanked my credit. Tanked it. I had savings. When I returned to America 5 years ago, I sold my business. Not for nearly what it was worth, unfortunately. Kind of a fire sale there, circumstances I'm not going to get into in this video. And I was doing pretty well once I renegotiated my contract. There was a while there, after I returned to America, that wasn't doing very well, and my contract was looking for something else, but I renegotiated it with the fellow I sold the business to, and continued the work for my former company for a long time. But that eventually ended, which led to seeking out new employment, which led me to moving and then the illness, and, you know, I already got into all that. But I didn't have that much money. Not enough to pay off this giant nut. So that destroyed my credit. And it'll be years before my credit is to back to a point where I'll be able to rent a regular standard apartment from a landlord who has all of these requirements. So what am I to do? Also, my earnings for a lot of these places are not high enough. A lot of places won't accept the kind of work I do as, qualifying. And most apartments, even if they didn't care about your credit, you have to earn a certain number of times the rent, which I don't. So I'm kind of in this limbo area where I moved into this place after moving to where I am now to do the work that I found was the only work I can do. And this was the ideal place, but I didn't really know about the seasonal element. And all I've been doing these past 7 months is working my ass off to try and increase my stamina, my working ability, my ability to earn, only to have it drop off a cliff because the business disappears for a few months because of seasonal issues in relation to said work, which I had no idea about. But blame me for that, I suppose. I was new to it. My main concerns were just getting back to work and finding some way to increase my stamina, improve my health, get back to where I was. Those were my concerns, and they were immediate. So there also wasn't a lot of time to explore such considerations. Just get my butt back in the seat, get back in the saddle, and do something. Something that I can do, even if in a limited fashion. So this has taken me completely by surprise, and now I need to course correct quick. So I've got to find a way to lower my expenses. I have to change where I live. I have to change my living situation. And the only option I found, which really fits me and my stoic nature, and it's something I can do, it's a situation I can live with, live in, that'll be comfortable enough, cozy enough, livable enough that I can drastically reduce my living expenses, number one, which is key, reduce them to such an extent where I won't have to really kill myself just to survive, to have to pay the exorbitant rent and living expenses here. And it'll give me some breathing room and actually provide me with some more options, like maybe exploring the route of disability, being able to actually be in a situation where I won't have any trouble qualifying, even with their ridiculously low bar for earning. But really, it'll give me more of an ability to recover, which I need, and actually afford to continue surviving, because if I don't change something quick, I'm going to be on the street. And that means as good as dead, because I won't be able to continue working. If that happens, I won't be able to continue paying for medication, which is keeping my ass alive, and I'll literally be dead. So that's why I'm reaching out to you folks out there. So what I want to do is, I used to work in a field when I was younger that had a lot to do with building and fixing and engineering and mechanics. And so what I want to do, which would be very easy for me to do, is buy a motorhome, an RV. And you might be saying, well, Realist Philosopher, how can you afford that? Because I'm looking at ones that are jacked up, that are a mess, and require a great deal of fixing. Maybe don't start, maybe don't run, maybe need to be towed, maybe need some fair amount of mechanical work, need some construction, some contracting done within to fix the plumbing, to fix the electrical, to get them working, to get them livable. That's my expertise. That's my wheelhouse. So it's not a problem. So where someone else might see some used, jacked up RV, no way, don't want it. Me? It's cheap. I can fix everything, make it livable. So that's my plan, because I don't have any other options. I really don't. I can't rent a traditional apartment, because even if I did fit the income, which I don't in most cases, the income requirements that have to do with earning X amount of times the rent, even if I did, most places wouldn't accept the kind of work I do. And even if they did, my credit is so jacked up. There's too many excluding factors. And I can't stay here, because I'm not going to be able to earn enough for the next 3 months to be here for another two. So I'll be homeless, which will literally kill me. Because I won't be able to continue my treatment regimen. I won't be able to stay alive. Not a joke. There are certain medications I'm on that if I don't take them, I will literally die. I'm not going to get into it. It's not good. How am I able to be so upbeat? I'm a philosopher, yo. A sage, in a sense. In the sense that, you know, a sage could be happy and content in the bowels of hell. That said, I do want to stay alive, yeah. I do recognize the severity and the necessity to course correct here. And so I really need to do it quickly. So I've already found an RV. Can I afford to get it? Not really. I only have X amount of dollars left in the bank. It's a huge risk. And that's just getting it and transporting it. And then then I might be able to afford to be here another month. And then I'm homeless. So that's why I need your guys' help. So I need to get this RV, and then I need to fix it up. That's going to have expense. So it needs to, and honestly, I don't know what works and what doesn't. I don't know if the water pump works. I don't know if the refrigerator in it still functions. I believe it's a propane electric system. The electric might work, but the refrigerators in RVs, most of them, and this one included, I believe uses propane as the gas. And yes, propane is and can be a refrigerant. It's now being used in some HVAC systems. But regardless, I don't know if that functions. I don't know if the plumbing inside will need repairs. I don't know if the electrical system is functioning. I don't know if the rooftop AC is working. I know it runs, and it has a good engine, and I'm going to go and see it this weekend. And the guy, I'll be able to get temp tags, he can do the temp tags, and I'm going to have to do essentially, he's actually willing to be a support vehicle. I'm going to have to drive 3 hours there and drive it 3 hours back. So I might have to actually take a bus there. I'm going to have to drive there 3 hours to look at it. I'm going to have to drive 3 hours home. Then I'm going to have to go back on a Greyhound bus and then drive it home. And he's willing to drive behind me as support. He's also a mechanic. And so if there's any problems, we can fix them along the way. And then I can get it home, put it in storage, and work on fixing it up. But beyond that, I don't have the funds to actually do that, and that's why I need your guys' help. So, that sounds not ideal, but actually, so an RV, it's a motor home, actually. So it's actually a home. They're insulated. It's a house on wheels. My plan is to essentially, and I've already looked at spaces. So you're saying, well, yeah, you've got the RV. Even if you fix it up, where are you going to live? So I've already done the searching. I've already looked at and found potential spaces for rent. Basically, in my area and in most areas, there are people renting out motorhome spaces that have access to sewage, water, and electric. And you rent the space. And as you may be able to figure out, renting a space to park a vehicle, it's a heck of a lot less expensive than apartment rent. And it's also a heck of a lot lower barrier of entry. So credit isn't really an issue. My job isn't really an issue. My earnings are not really an issue as long as I can prove income. And I have, you know, months and months of receipts from the exorbitant rent here. So that's not an issue. Getting it is not an issue. Fixing it up, I can do most of the work. But it's going to cost quite a bit to get the materials and the, and the supplies required to do that. So that's what this fundraiser is for. Now, I don't want to just, it's not just gimme, gimme, gimme. Value for value. So what do you get if you help me to course correct here and get into a situation where I'm not going to die and I can continue living and working and improving my health and furthering the improvement of my situation because now I'm paying a fraction of what I am here. So I'll be able to work less and actually take home more and save instead of consistently lose money every month. What do you get out of it? For your donation. Well, number one, hopefully you like and enjoy me and my content and would like to see me continue surviving and hopefully thriving, which all I've been doing is surviving. So that's number one. Number two, I'd actually be able to create content again. And finally, write my book, which I want to release chapter per chapter on a weekly basis for you guys. I've devoted the past, since 2016, devoted is all my free time to producing content without asking anything in return to help out my fellow man. Not just men, but women as well. Unfortunately, it's mostly men that imbibe and not women. But I assume I've helped some women, it's mostly men. And I want to continue doing that by writing my book, by releasing it, and leaving behind a legacy that will benefit future generations. They say most philosophers, creators of this type of content aren't appreciated in their own right in their time, but in the future they often are. And I would like to have that be my legacy. Leave something behind that is actually going to benefit future generations. So you get that as well. You get my continued content creation. I continue to be here to produce content to help my fellow man. And you get to have me around a little longer to lighten your load as much as I can, offer you some entertainment. And that's what I can offer. And I hope that the value of what I offer is enough. And if not, just knowing that you've enabled me to continue and to continue getting back on my feet, maybe that would hopefully be enough if you don't appreciate my content and see the value there. But I hope you do. Either way, that's the purpose of me producing this fundraiser. Necessity. I kind of I've kind of fallen into a trap here. Now that this seasonal change has taken place, that's kind of taken me out of left field. And I have no way to get out of it without some aid from you guys. And I'm going to do the lion's share of the work, but I do need some help. So if you can see your way clear to making a donation to help me out, I'd greatly appreciate it. And in turn, I will keep you apprised. I'll make videos of the renovation of the RV as I go along. Maybe that'll help some of you out there who want to yourselves eventually become more self-sufficient and independent via off-grid living yourself. And that's actually something I can also do to return value for value. Yeah, I know in the past I haven't talked about my prior work and employment, what I was doing in the past. That was mainly for privacy's sake, and because the more you know about me, the easier it is to find out my true identity. And any of you that have followed my content in the past know how controversial and enraging it is to certain segments of the population who, if they knew who I was and had the opportunity, would probably try to do me harm, because that's what that type of individual does when given the opportunity. But what I can tell you is, well, that's great value as well. But for me, that change of course is a necessity. I can't afford the on-the-grid, orthodox living at the moment. In the future, yeah. But right now, what with this change of business, and it's literally been cut in half or more, I'm not going to survive without your guys' assistance. And it's not 100% reliance for me, but I do need a little help to get the RV livable and make it so that it's a viable option. And once I got that, believe me, I will return value for value. I will make content. I will get my book online, published on a weekly basis in the form of chapters, and eventually in a total treatise. It's going to be big. Essentially, it's going to be a formula for life. Every aspect of reality broken down in its totality, and the best, most effective, most efficient, practical way to maximize purpose and meaning and happiness in this existence. And I will also make a series of videos that focus on me fixing that RV up. Now that I think about it, that is a great help, because the more that you can get off the grid and become self-sufficient and independent and not have to rely on the powers that be, the more freedom you will have, and in turn, the more fulfilled and meaningful your life can be, because you'll have the ability to pursue those things that give your life purpose. And you'll be able to pursue more of the things that make you happy. And that's what gives my life meaning and purpose, helping you and you guys out there. So if you could help me to continue doing that, I would greatly appreciate it. And in turn, maximizing my ability to do that will help you greatly as well. So value for value, as I see it. And it is value for value. Anyway, guys, I'm starting to feel this video. I need to go rest. Anyway, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you a good and pleasant day. The link to my GoFundMe is down in the description for this fundraiser. Go check it out. Donate if you can. I greatly appreciate it. It's going to a good cause. It's going to a great cause. And it's going to enable me to do more and survive and be there for you guys in the future, and enable me to continue helping out my fellow man. So please go check it out. Alrighty. Take care, everybody.